This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on this week's Musical Space, Mark Foley says maybe he shouldn't feel so biased against the super rich who dabble in the music world.
All this talk about the 1% got me thinking about Paul Allen, whose day gig as co-founder of Microsoft seems to have gone pretty well for him. So what kind of slant on music would a person have if he were Bill Gates' business partner? I had heard the stories about how Allen helicopters professional musicians to the recording studio on his private yacht, and that he owns the guitar Jimi Hendrix played at Woodstock, also the guitar Eric Clapton played on Layla, and many others. I wanted to dismiss all of this as internet boom excess. Could the owner of the Seattle Seahawks really be serious about music? As it turns out, he can. Paul Allen has been passionate about rock since he heard Jimi Hendrix live as a teen, and his side project as a computer businessman has made it possible to do a lot for music. He used his huge collection of rock memorabilia to found the Experience Music Project Museum in 2000, and his rock star fantasy was made manifest with his band, a blues rock outfit called the Underthinkers. In addition to the house band he has on retainer, he was able to bring in ringers like Joe Walsh and Chrissy Hynde. They released their first album, Everywhere at Once, on Sony Recordings about 3 years ago to pretty good reviews. Proceeds from album sales go to educational programs at the museum. So Paul Allen is one particular billionaire I won't vilify, just envy a little bit. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Joe's working. Stole my-